This is Gordon Strom, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a Great Lakes Dortmunder Gold, which is a Category 1E Dortmunder Export. Okay, I'm going to do this one in a little bit more detail. Every few beers, I think I'm going to do more of a how do you judge review. So, before we get into the beer, let me just sort of describe the sort of the state of mind you get in. You need to have an understanding of the style before you pour the beer and before you start judging it. You sort of have to have that mental image. You have to set your expectations. So that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to have memorized word for word the guidelines, but it's more what I think of as, you know, the short form of the guidelines, like in, you know, less than a paragraph, you know, so in, you know, 2 to 3 sentences, how would you describe a Dortmunder export? So, you know, if somebody asked me that, I would say, it's sort of my phrase to say that it has the hops of a Pilsner and the malt of a Helles put together and a little bit stronger than both. So, you know, that's my story and I'm sticking to it. That's how I like to describe it. I mean, it has a bitterness and a hoppiness that you would expect in a German Pilsner, married with the body and the malt character of a Helles, and a little bit stronger than both since it's normally to export strength. Certainly this beer, the label says it's 5.8% alcohol, so, you know, that's putting it close to the upper end of the range, and I think that's fairly typical. So it's a pale beer. Again, it's a Pilsner-based beer. It's a German lager, so it should have the characteristics that you'd expect in all German lagers. You know, it's going to have a clean fermentation. You know, pale German lagers tend to have a lot of Pils malt character. It should have the German hops featured, if you detect hops at all, and you should. So they should be the noble type hops, which tend to have a spicy quality to them. So that's pretty much what I'd be looking for. I'm looking for a sort of a balanced beer that has both malt and hops of the typical German variety in equal amounts. So that's the mental frame that I set. And, you know, you do that when you're tasting beer too, not always when you're judging beer. If you walk into a bar and say, you know, call for something off of a tap, I mean, you have to think to yourself, well, what do you feel like? What do you want? You know, taking everything into consideration and knowing what beer styles are like. I mean, you select one, so it's the sort of the same thing you're going through. I mean, you're sort of getting your brain ready to think about it. And then as you go through each section of the score sheet, then you drill that down into the lower detail that you'd expect in the style guidelines when it's very detailed blow by blow. You know, then you can evaluate it. But if you judge a lot of beer, you really have this sort of abbreviated guidelines in your head, and that's what you're thinking about, and you're comparing it against other examples that you've had. So that's sort of a good way to get going. So on to the beer. I've got it poured in the glass. It's the first thing I notice is that it's a touch on the dark side. I'm looking at it up to a light, and I would call that a light amber. I'm expecting this to be gold. I mean, the name of the beer is Dortmunder Gold. Really, they refer to that because it's won gold medals at the GABF. But, you know, it really is a gold beer. You read the guidelines, it's supposed to be that. And this is sort of amber. Amber is the next color down from gold. Once you start getting anything but the yellow family, once you start getting any of the sort of browns, then you're crossing over from gold into amber. So it's on the light side, so I'll probably ding it a little for that. So I wrote down, it's a light amber color, a touch dark for style. It has a large off-white head. It's not a pure white. I'd sort of expect it to be, but it's got, you know, that little bit of beige color going on in it. If you hold up the glass next to a piece of paper, you can see that it's not white like paper. And most German Pils type beers are white because it'll have nothing but Pils malt in it. So I'm already thinking, you know, there might be something a little bit more going on in it, because if it's coloring the head, then, you know, it's probably a little bit higher kiln grain going on there. They might have thrown in some Munich or some very light crystal. So anyway, that's one thing that I'm just sort of thinking before I've even tried it. It's crystal clear. You know, you can hold it up to the style guidelines or the score sheet and you can read through it. And that's really good. So I'm going to give it a 2 for appearance, taking off for the color being a little bit dark. So, you know, I often judge the appearance first just because I can do it very fast and I can assign it a score and then move on. You know, the appearance really isn't going to change. You know, people talk about aromas dissipating fast. You know, honestly, if the aromas in the beer is going away between the time that you can look at the beer and the time you taste it, then it's probably not worth commenting on too much. So it's the aroma that sort of persists is what you're going to be sensing while you're drinking the beer. I mean, you might, if you smell it and you note that, oh, there's something off, but it went away, then you wouldn't ding it as hard as something that, you know, was off and then stayed off. So let me see what this has. Well, I'm getting a moderate, at least moderate high, perhaps spicy hops. You know, they smell sort of German to me, German variety. I'm getting a moderate malty sweetness, Pils-like, perhaps a touch of caramel. Maybe I'm convincing myself of that because of how it looks, but it has more to it than simple German Pilsner malt. It's a richer, deeper aroma. So they likely added some other things. I'm not sure. I might be getting a little bit of alcohol. It's really sort of mixing in with the hops. I can't really tell. But it's otherwise clean. I'm not getting any faults, nothing off. You know, I would expect this to have sort of more of a purity of Pils malt to it. And the hops are just a touch forward in the balance. You know, I'd expect to get the hops and the malt evenly here. So I probably ding at a point on the hops being a little out of balance and the malt being slightly of the wrong character. So I'll give that a 10 out of 12 for aroma. Tasting it, I do get a clean, malty sweetness up front. I can see Pils malt there. But there's more to it. I mean, there's a deeper maltiness, whether it's crystal or perhaps a Munich type, something more highly kilned. There's something else there. So, you know, that's a slight fault. It doesn't taste bad. It just tastes different than the best German examples, which are increasingly hard to find in America. So the bitterness level is at least moderate. It's got a medium hop flavor, the same sort of spicy hops. And the aftertaste, is wonderful. I mean, it's got that bitterness and maltiness, and they're like dead even. I mean, I'm tasting both. I mean, your brain is sort of switching back and forth between them. You know, I get bitterness. Now I get malt. Now I get bitterness. It's And it's sort of a long aftertaste, too. I mean, you keep tasting it. So that's very nice. That balance and the... Not just the... I mean, when you talk balance, you're talking about taking at least two items and talking about them relative to each other. So, you know, they're coming across in equal amounts, but the intensity of both of them is, you know, at least moderate. I mean, you can be balanced and have them both be subtle, and it wouldn't really hit the style quite as well. I mean, yeah, it would be balanced, but you'd be missing out on some of the additional flavors. This has them in the right balance and the right intensity. So that's a nice job. There's nothing wrong with the fermentation. It's very clean. I just keep thinking balance, and it's got that great, great aftertaste. So I think I'll ding it a little bit on the sort of the additional sort of malty flavors in there. But everything else is really spot on, so I'll give it a 18. On to mouthfeel. Usually this is an easy one to judge, too. I get medium body. I get medium carbonation, where it should be smooth. One thing I look for in beers with moderate or higher bitterness is whether you're getting any harshness or astringency. I'm not getting any here, but that's one of the things I look for, because I really object to harsh tasting bitter beers. So this one is fine. I'd give that a 5. You know, sometimes you go back and look at some of the other sections on the score sheet to see if there's anything else to say. So it's good to go back and take another sniff. Yeah, the aroma really hasn't changed. It's like I said at the start, it's staying constant. So, you know, that's good. So overall, it's a well-made beer. It's smooth and it's balanced, and it has the flavors in the right intensity. I think there's probably a slight grist issue here, that there's a little bit extra going on in there. Some additional malts that are giving it a little bit of extra color and aroma and flavor. I would expect that the German versions would, you know, just be using German Pilsner malt. And this has something else going on in it, whether they're using German Pilsner malt or not. I mean, perhaps they're using American, you know, two-row brewer's malt, and using some additional malts to give the complexity that otherwise would be lacking. You know, I'm just sort of speculating. This is the problem you get into when you're trying to give feedback on a beer. Oh, well, I knew exactly what you did. You know, you did this. I have no idea. I mean, they could have done a number of things. All I can say is it seems to me like there's something more than German Pilsner malt in it, and that leads to things that I see and smell and taste. So if you're able to sort of take it back to German Pilsner malt, then I think the beer would score a little bit higher for style. It's not necessarily what commercial breweries are interested in, but if you're comparing it against the best German ones, then that would be a slight knock. Love the balance. You know, it's a well-made lager, so I'll go ahead and give this one an 8. Yeah, even after it's sitting in the glass for a while, it still has that superb balance. So this one's from Cleveland. It's distributed in the Midwest. If you can find it, it's good to get. This one is, I live in Ohio, so I can get these things fairly easily. And this one is, it's got a Best Buy date on it, and it's like 2 months from now. So it's a fresh example. So that totals up to a 43. It's recognizable as the style. It's very good. It's got a little bit of a It's got a little bit of a recipe issue, but it certainly doesn't have a brewing issue. So that's part of the comments that you would give back to the brewer. And when people make those kind of errors, I tend not to punish them as hard as the technical faults that they make during brewing, especially during fermentation. Because adjusting the grain in a beer is fairly easy to do. Like, doing a totally different process is much harder. So that's a good score. It's in the high end of the excellent range, showing that it just needs a minor tweak, and I think that's consistent with the comments I gave. So it's always good to do that double check of look at where the final score wound up and then look against the scoring guide and see, you know, does that match the comments that you're giving it? You know, the comments you put down, the score that you give, and how that lines up with the scoring guide, that should all make sense. So, this was a Great Lakes Dortmunder Gold, Category 1E Dortmunder Export.